92.9 and 96.5 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
There are many young women in pop music today, and they're all superstars in their own way. But leading the pack is clearly Taylor Swift. This little blonde girl who started as a country singer has captured the attention of the entire world. She's become an incredible businesswoman, and her Eras concert tour is probably going to set all-time high revenue numbers. In a couple of weeks, she's going to be packing people into movie theaters. Several of the early concerts on this tour were filmed, and they've all been spliced together to make the Eras concert movie, and that's going to be in theaters in the middle of October. Several movie theater chains have already set schedules in the big cities and put tickets on sale, and they've all sold out, forcing them to bump movies from adjacent theaters and add more show times. The Eras concert movie is guaranteed to be a world record-setting opening weekend, probably over $100 million in the first week, and it's going to be great for all of our fans who either couldn't get or couldn't afford tickets to the live show, and they'll actually have a much better view of everything than being in the cheap seats in the upper rear balcony of the stadium. But here's something else about Taylor Swift that's been catching a lot of people's attention lately. Taylor bought more than double the carbon credits needed to travel with her private plane for this Eras concert tour all around the world, which is kind of sending a big and bad message to the rest of us. It basically says you can pollute the air as much as you want as long as you pay someone a massive amount of money for permission to do it, and then they'll go and say that they planted a tree in your name. So apparently that's our new definition of irony.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.